you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Tommy Moore, Roy Glenn, Fred Clark, Eddie Marr, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. I just want to remind you that no man is better qualified to fill your doctor's prescriptions than your Rexall family druggist. Every Rexall drugstore has a registered pharmacist who is qualified by training and experience to fill your prescriptions with the utmost accuracy. You can be completely confident about any prescription you take to the orange and blue sign of your Rexall family druggist.
Over the 25 years of their marriage, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has left him on numerous occasions. For instance, let's turn back the calendar to two summers ago. Sapphire and the Kingfish had just returned from a day at the beach. As they entered the apartment, Sapphire turned to the Kingfish and said,
"John Stevens, I'm walking out on you right now."
"But listen, sweetheart, what has I done this time? I thought we had a nice day at the beach."
"It might have been, but for you, you spent the whole day eyeing them girls, especially the one that had on that French bathing suit."
"Now, wait a minute, honey. I was only following the old French custom of chercher la femme." "With that French bathing suit she was wearing, there was an awful lot of femme to chercher."
"Well, George Stevens, as far as I'm concerned, you done chercher your last chercher. Now, goodbye, you two-bit Casanova."
Then there was a time just 5 years ago. It seems it was Sapphire and Kingfish's 20th wedding anniversary, and somehow it slipped the Kingfish's mind. And when he got home that night, Sapphire, trying gallantly to hide her broken heart, said,
"Listen, I'll teach you to forget a beautiful sentimental occasion like this. Take this, you bum!"
"Oh, my nose! Oh, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I ain't gonna take this from you. I is tired of you pushing me around. I is the master of this house, and I want you to know it once and for all."
And sure enough, when the Kingfish asserted himself on that occasion, Sapphire didn't leave him. Instead, it was the Kingfish who left the apartment.
"All right, Doctor. We'll just slide him out on the stretcher here and carry him out to the ambulance."
"Listen to all the pretty birdies, and listen to the music. It's July, but there's playing Jingle Bells."
And then about a year ago, there was a period of 1 month when Sapphire left the Kingfish exactly 12 times.
"This time, I ain't never coming back. Goodbye. George Stevens, I'm going now, and this time I'm going, and I ain't gonna never see you again in my whole life. This time it's for good. You'll never see me again as long as you live. George, this is really the last straw. Goodbye."
"Well, I guess there's only one thing to do around here. Put a swinging door in."
Then when the Kingfish got home last night, he found Sapphire and his mother-in-law in the living room with their bags packed.
"Oh, what is this, Sapphire? Is you leaving me again?"
"That's right, George."
"Holy smokes, when we got married, you must have promised to love, honor, and keep moving. What?"
"Well, me and Mama is leaving for Chicago tonight. We're going to spend the summer at Lakeview Lodge on the Great Lake."
"Now, wait a minute, yeah. How come all of a sudden you two ducks is waddling off to the Great Lakes?"
"Me and my daughter is
And don't call us ducks, you pouchy old pelican.
Well, all right. If you wants to run out on me again, go ahead. As far as I is concerned, I don't care where you goes or what you does.
Oh, you don't you?
Well, I might be a pouchy old pelican, but I got a gizzard full of you two. I don't care if I ever see you again.
Hear what he said, daughter? If I was you, I'd never come back to it.
Mama is right. And don't be surprised if you get a letter in the mail saying we is through for good, you no good loaf of you. Come on, Mama.
Well, there it go. I ain't see that much nastiness on the hoof since back on the farm when the Bramer bull got loose.
Well, Kingfish, I guess with Sapphire and her mama in Chicago for the summer, you're going to spend a lot of time here at the lodge hall, huh?
Oh, yeah. What a happy summer this is going to be, Andy. I ain't enjoyed freedom like this since the time Sapphire busted a leg and was laid up in traction splints for 2 months.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Kingfish. You know how them lakeside resorts is. Always a lot of them muscle-bound wolves hanging around.
What about it?
Sapphire liable to walk out on the veranda some dark night and find she's fighting off more than mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, I don't worry much about Sapphire. That face of hers has the same effect on romance that Flit has on flies.
Just the same, you can't trust this kind of weather. Spring is in the air. Nights is warm, and the moonlight starts to get you.
Yeah, well, I still say Sapphire is safe, Andy. Anyway, she got her mama with her. She not only keep an eye on Sapphire, but she compounds the ugliness. You see what I mean there?
Yeah, well, I hope you was right, Kingfish.
Oh, of course I is. And don't forget, Sapphire is married to me. And there's an old saying, Andy. When you has got orchids in the hothouse, you don't go out plucking petunias.
Well, Sapphire's been out there in Chicago for 2 weeks. Did you hear anything from her?
No, but I got a postcard in the mail yesterday with a picture of Joliet Prison on it. There wasn't no signature, but I think it was from Mama.
Well, what makes you think that?
On the other side, it said, "Dear George, wish you was here."
Yeah, well, I guess that
Hello, Mr. Nice at the Sea Lodge Hall. Kingfish Stevens speaking.
Mr. Stevens, this is Anita Jackson calling. I write the town tattler column in the local paper.
Oh, yeah. How is it, Miss Jackson? I read the column all the time. Very good.
Well, I just wanted to know if there's any truth to the rumor that you and your wife have...
Yeah, me and my wife, what did you say? What do you want to know what we done?
Pipped.
Well, I know I ain't, but I can't speak for her. She's in Chicago.
Well, I mean, have you split up?
No, we ain't. She just on a vacation.
Well, I was just checking. You see, our Chicago correspondent informed me that your wife has been seen 2 nights in a row at the Lakeview Lodge dancing with Fenway Williams, the wealthy playboy.
Fenway Williams? I'll have to speak to you later.
Oh, well, you will let me know, though, won't you, if you decide to take any action?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. The minute we piffle, you'll be the first to know about it.
What was that all about, Kingfish?
Sapphire's been dancing and romancing with a fella by the name of Fenway Williams, the wealthy playboy.
Holy mackerel. Looks like she done give up her orchid for a pretty powerful petunia there, boy.
And the eyes broke, but I gotta find some way to get out to Chicago and find out what's going on. And Andy, I'm taking you with me.
Well, what you want me for?
Well, if Sapphire's going off the deep end, I want a witness there when she starts swan diving.
This is your Rexall family druggist, one like those in your own hometown. We've made the word Rexall our name because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. Today, I'd like to tell you about a mouthwash that is different. Different because it actually tastes good. Rexall chlorophyll mouthwash has none of the medicine taste that makes many others unpleasant to use. Instead, it has a refreshing mint flavor that most everybody likes. And it has water-soluble chlorophyll, plus a special foaming action that makes it more effective than most. It gets into the crevices between your teeth, washing out many tiny bits of decaying food that often cause bad breath. So friends, try Rexall Chlorophyll mouthwash. You get the full pint for only 79 cents at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, come on, Andy. Let's get in here and see Algonquin J. Calhoun. I gotta find some way to get the money to go to Chicago and see what my wife is up to.
Yeah, but tell me this. Ain't Sapphire getting kind of old to be going in for romance?
That don't matter, Andy. You know how it is with wine. The older the wine, the stronger the kick. Yeah, from what that gossip columnist told me, I think my old bottle of cooking sherry is about to pop her cork.
Yeah, well, let's get in here and see what Calhoun's got to say.
Say, Calhoun, can we see you a minute?
Excuse me, boys. I was on the phone here talking to an escort service.
Escort? Well, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Hello, escort service. You got that straight? Tonight, I want the most beautiful gal you got to go out with. Then tomorrow night, I want just a nice, plain gal. The next night, I want the gal that's short and dumpy and wears glasses. Then the following night, I want you to send me the homeless gal you got in your whole agency. That's fine. I'm depending on you.
Oh, holy mackerel, Calhoun. Why is you putting in an order like that?
Kingfish, I is giving up women and I is tapering off.
Yeah, well, Calhoun, if you gotta do it, that's the best way. Yeah.
Well, now look here, Calhoun, I need advice. My wife is at the Lakeview Lodge here in Chicago smooching with Fenway Williams, the playboy. Yeah. Me and Andy gotta raise $300 so we can get to Chicago and bust the thing up.
$300?
Yeah, Calhoun. Could you help us raise that kind of money?
Man, I couldn't raise that kind of money with a blocking tackle.
Now look here, we can't get no money neither, and I ain't got no credit at the place. I even went to the super friendly loan company and asked them for one of their courteous friendly loans. Yeah. They throwed me down 2 flights of stairs.
Well, now, wait a minute, Kingfish. I'm just thinking here. You was the head of the lodge hall. Why don't you raise a mortgage on that dump?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Kingfish.
Yeah, mortgage on the lodge. Yes, yeah. Thank you, Calhoun. You done saved my life. I gotta get to Chicago.
Well, I gotta get going now, meeting my cousin Murgatroyd for lunch.
Oh, Murgatroyd the bebop hipster, huh? Yeah. Is that crazy cat back in New York?
Yeah. And last night, me and him went to the Metropolitan Opera. We seen one of them wild Italian operas. In the third act, though, it really got going. The soprano was sitting at the table with the tenor drinking wine and singing.
Oh, yeah, I knew that opera.
Well, all of a sudden, two fellas dashed up and one of them whipped out a knife and started stabbing the tenor. And the other one grabbed the gal and dragged out screaming and hollering.
Oh, that was something, yeah.
Yeah. I turned to Murgatroyd and I said, what do you think of that? And he said, you better watch your pocketbook, boy. I once got rolled in a joint like this.
Well, Andy, everything's all set. I called the mortgage company, and they're sending over one of their appraisers, Mr. Montgomery.
Yeah, well, I done camouflaged the meeting room here at the lodge the best I could.
Yeah, did you hang the picture over the hole in the wall?
Yeah, but listen. Ain't he gonna think it's awful funny having 68 pictures of Whistler's mother in one room?
68 of them?
Yeah. That old lady is rocking from the baseboard clear up to the steam pipe.
Well, I done took care of that hole in the floor of my office. I done put a rug over the thing. Just watch your step when you go in there.
Yeah. By the way, if we go in the trophy room, don't turn the light on, Kingfish.
What's the matter, Andy?
Well, the moths done got at that stuffed bear. That bear is bear where a bear shouldn't ought to be bear.
Well, I tell you, Andy, wait a minute. That must be the appraiser now.
Now, don't forget, build the place up, make it sound like a high-class joint. Yeah, I don't think we're going to have no trouble. The motto of his company is service with a smile. Come in, come in.
How do you do? I'm Mr. Montgomery from the loan company.
Oh, they must have read that motto before they hired this boy.
Someone here wishes to see about a mortgage?
How you do, y'all, sir? I is the expectant mortgagee, y'all, sir. I is the kingfish of the lodge here, and this is one of our officers, Andrew Brown, the omnipotent octopus.
Octopus?
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to shake tentacles with you.
Welcome to our luxurious, well-built, and high-class lodge hall, mister.
This doesn't look very luxurious to me.
Well, actually, the place was designed like this by an architect to capture the old-world graciousness and charm.
You call this old-world charm?
Oh, yes, sir. This beautiful room you were standing in is an authentic reproduction of a world-famous flop house in Milan, Italy.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. They done copied it right down to the wormholes in the woodwork.
We don't lend money on worms. I just want to know if it's well-built.
Oh, yes, sir. Solid concrete reinforced with steel. There's so much steel in the walls, the U.S. Steel Company and Bethlehem Steel had to merge to build the thing.
They did. Well, wasn't that nice of them?
Yeah. In fact, it caused a steel shortage. The year the building was put up, the country couldn't finish some of the battleships. Ain't that right, Mr. Brown?
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, the year this was put up, the USS Missouri was cruising around with a knotty pine poop deck.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to worry about the construction around here. Look at this wall here. Well, this wall, I'll just show you how solid it is. I'll take my fist and I'll just hit right into it like this. Look at that. It must have hit a soft girder there. I tell you what, Andy, why don't you show Miss Montgomery around the meeting room while I work my arm out of the wall here?
Yeah.
I know this is no Empire State Building, and I'm not interested in the Missouri's poop deck. But I guess we could let you have $200.
Oh, that's wonderful, mister. Just wonderful.
I brought the papers with me. Can we go someplace and sign it?
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. Right through the door here in my office. Yeah, sir. I'd be glad to sign it.
Yeah, here he is, right here. Step right up to the desk there, Mr. Montgomery.
Yes, sir. Now, I assure Mr. Montgomery that Andy, what happened to Mr. Montgomery?
I don't know, Kingfish. He was here a second ago.
Holy mackerel, look, Andy. He stepped on the rug and went right through the hole in the floor there.
Yeah. Look down through the hole there. He's laying on top of the furnace.
Yeah, knocked him cold.
Well, what must we do now, Kingfish? Call another mortgage company?
No, we'll send lightning down with some smelling salts to the man. Now, listen, I got to find another way to get to Chicago to break up my wife's romance with that Fenway playboy.
But how are we going to raise the money, King?
And I'm going to hock everything I own. My watch, my cufflinks, everything. I even going to hock my clothes.
Hock your clothes?
Yeah, I's getting there even if I becomes the first man to make a nonstop flight to Chicago in his DVD.
How well you've done up here at Lakeview Lodge. You've met so many wonderful people.
Oh, yes, Mama. This has worked out fine for both of us. Me taking the job here as social director and hostess.
Oh, yes. It's just been wonderful how you've kept things going. Organized dances and little parties. Oh, you were wonderful with that Mr. Fenway, will
you? Oh, thank you, Mama. And you know, I think I found just the right girl for him.
Oh, you did, daughter? Who is it?
It's that little Priscilla Watson that arrived the other day. I introduced him at the dance the other night, and Mr. Williams fell head over heels in love with her.
Ain't that wonderful? Wonder what that fathead husband of yours would say if he knew what was going on here.
Friends, this is Harlow Wilcox reminding you to ask for your free sample packet of Bismarex, the famous Rexall formula for acid indigestion. Bismarex, you know, acts on stomach acid almost instantly, within a minute, and prolongs relief with its four-way relay action. So effective is this time-tested antacid that your Rexall druggist offers a free trial packet during May to introduce Rexall Bismarex to every family. It's yours for the asking. So be sure to ask for your free sample of Bismarex, spelled B-I-S-M-A-R-E-X, at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Hey, Kingfish, this Lakeview Lodge looks like some place, don't it?
Yeah, and that airplane sure got us here to Chicago in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah. What are we going to do now that we're here?
Well, I figured if we kind of get up on the hotel porch there in the dark here and sort of mosey around, see if we can find out what's going on.
Yeah, but you can't just tap fellas on the shoulder and say, excuse me, mister, but is that my wife you were smooching with?
Well, leave it to me, Andy. Come on, let's get up on the porch here.
Okay.
Andy, I gotta get the goods on my wife and this Fenway Williams,
Oh, yeah, you... Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. Fella just came out through the door there. Coming over to us. Wasn't Joe as good looking?
I beg your pardon, old bean, but do you have a match? I can't seem to find one.
Yeah. I do believe I have one right here in the pocket of my pants.
Thank you. I don't believe I've met you chaps before. I'm Fenway Williams, Esquire.
Esquire? Uh-oh, he looks more like the woman's home companion.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing. So you were Fenway Williams?
I don't believe I've seen you blokes before. You must have just arrived. Did you motor up by a car?
No, sir. We flied up by plane.
Oh, really? You know, I'd only been here 3 days when I met the most wonderful girl the other night at the dance.
Oh, at the dance? Is that so? Yeah.
Yes, when I first saw her, I just couldn't believe that anyone could look like that.
Yeah, well, that's the usual reaction, all right.
As we danced around the floor, I said to myself, Fenway, this is a girl you simply must take home to Papa.
What's the matter? Can't Papa get his own gal?
What's that? Huh? Oh, I get it! Oh, I tell you, I've had many outstanding thrills in my life, pursuing mountain goats and grizzly bears in Alaska, but when I held her in my arms, oh, it was the greatest experience of my life. Well, I'd better get back inside to my little darling.
Well, there he goes. What you think, Andy?
Well, I tell you something, Kingfish. If he's been smooching with mountain goats and grizzly bears, no wonder Sapphire looks good to him.
Well, come on, Andy. Let's get back to New York.
Well, wait a minute, Kingfish. Ain't you gonna confront Sapphire with the evidence?
No, Andy. This is one of them things that you can't fight. A time like this, a man's just got to wait for his wife to come to her senses.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I just going to have to wait it out, Andy.
Well, I was just thinking something, Kingfish. If that Williams fella takes Sapphire home to his papa, you know something? Oh, his papa, how miserable he's going to be.
Ain't it wonderful, Mama? Mr. Williams done proposed to Priscilla, and they're going to be married right here in the hotel.
And just think, daughter, you arranged it all. You heard from George yet?
No, I haven't, and I can't understand it, Mama. I read him a letter explaining all about my job up here and the coming wedding and everything, but I never got no answer.
Huh. It's just like him to let you down at a time like this, ain't it?
It sure is. You see, Priscilla ain't got no family of her own, and I thought it would be nice to have George come here and help me with the wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'll have the operator put in a call to New York.
now, Kingfish, you just gotta pull yourself together here.
Yeah, Kingfish, Amos is right. You've been moping around here ever since we got back from Chicago.
Well, I can't help it, boys. My heart is busted.
Well, pull yourself together, though, Kingfish.
That's right.
After 25 years, my darling wife, Sapphire, infatuated up with another man.
Yeah, but listen, Kingfish. Why don't you open up the letter that Sapphire done sent you?
Yeah, Kingfish, you come here 2-3 days ago. Open it up and see what you got to say.
Yeah, go on.
No, I know what it say, boys. It's the letter Sapphire says she was going to write me. The letter of goodbye. I couldn't bear to read it.
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, I know Sapphire's falling for another man, you say, but it just ain't like her. Especially for a younger man like that. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, but Amos, we was both up there together. Now, we heard it with our own ears.
Yeah, boys, the only thing I can hope for is that it's just a summer's romance and she'll come back to me someday. That's the only thing that just keeps me together. I tell you, one little thing hello?
I have a long-distance call from Chicago for a Mr. George Stephen.
Hi, George Stephen. It's a call from Sapphire, boys.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, George? George, did you get my letter?
Yes, I did. I got it.
Then you understand about everything.
Yes, I do.
Oh, George, I never thought I could arrange a marriage with a rich man so easy. Now, the wedding is set for Thursday, and I want this to be a family affair. You just got to be here to give the bride away.
Oh, no!
Hello?
Hello, Sapphire. You have to excuse the Kingfish. He'd been temporarily disconnected.